You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us for our look at the agricultural weather is meteorologist Mark Russo of Chesapeake Energy in Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon, Dave.
I want to start with Russia today. We don't talk about that too much, but over the weekend, we were seeing some reports that they had frost damage of some percentage of their wheat. What can you tell us?
Well, the coldest temperatures of the winter thus far in Russia actually occurred back several weeks ago in December. That was the time frame that could have caused some winter kill damage to the winter wheat crop. There were areas in the Volgograd down through the Saratov region in southwestern Russia that did not have protective snow cover and did see temperatures drop down to minus 5 to minus 10 degrees Fahrenheit on several mornings. And so since then, there's been some moderation and also an increase in snow cover, but at least the coldest temperatures have already occurred. But we still need to watch things here coming up as there is some more Siberia air around, particularly in northern Russia. And we'll be moving into northern Europe here, Scandinavia. But at this time, it looks like the vast majority of their wheat crop is protected by snow.
Yeah, we were talking about what the ministry was saying. I think reflecting on that event and trying to put an estimate on it, and I think they were saying anywhere between 5 and 25, and quite a spread, if you want.
Yeah, exactly.
So
exactly.
Take
Which
it for
something what, we probably won't, well, it's typically the case, that's something right. We won't know until the spring.
I think that's probably right. And well, let's continue with the wheat theme and look in the U.S. wheat crop.
Yeah, still no sign of any significant precip across the plains hard red winter wheat belt. We did see last week's storm event produce some precip, but not enough to make up the drought conditions, and that continues to be an item of concern here going forward.
Turn your attention then to precip possibilities over the next few weeks.
Yeah, overall here, still no sign of any big storm systems overall drier than normal pattern here continues across the region. While we will be seeing stronger surges of cold down into the central and eastern U.S. now over the next couple of weeks, at this time, no sign of any big storm systems that would accompany them.
Gee, thanks. More cold. Turn your attention to South America, where, generally speaking, things are still pretty good in Brazil, right?
They do, and if you want to think warm thoughts, yeah, think to South America, where they're in summer mode here, and actually Argentina is seeing some moderate heat across that area, and that looks to continue here, at least another surge of moderate heat expected next week. We're not seeing any extreme temperatures or enough to be of any great concern, but you know, with high temperatures climbing up into the 90s at times, that does raise the risk here of possible yield trimming, albeit from quite good levels to corn and soybeans across Argentina. And well, December was a really good month here. We've trended drier now in January in Argentina. That looks to persist through month's end. And now with this moderate heat at times, that's where this risk is increasing. But again, not a big problem, but certainly some trimming of yields is possible.
Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome, Dave.
Mark Russo of Chesapeake Energy in Chicago, Illinois. And that is today's Closing Market Report. Remember to subscribe to our free Aggie newsletter. You can do that at willag.org. Use the link in the right navigation window. This is Dave Dickey.